Hey, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. This is just a quick bonus episode to introduce you to a character you've heard of before in the show, but never met, Ferritor the Tinkerer. He's a praying mantis slash mad scientist, played by a very special guest and friend of the podcast, Sam Malcolm. Ferritor is an inventor who hears the voice of Kashtar, the forgotten god of life, in his head. Everybody thinks he's a bit cuckoo, but he might just be the sanest character in this world so far. Hello everybody, this is the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a special little bonus episode introducing a character whose name we have heard quite a few times, but we haven't met him yet, is Ferritor the Tinkerer. I am with a special guest, Sam Malcolm, from the Table Tales stream. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
First of all, Sam and I are going to go through the character creation process in Suited to create Ferritor, who is a praying mantis. Touched by madness as well, and
so made normally then.
Yeah, and then once he's created, we will play a little bit of a story to explain what has happened to Ferritor, and eventually, hopefully, Jeff and Simon, the main characters, will meet up with him sometime in the future. Not today though. It's just Sam and I doing our thing. So Samuel,
yes,
do you have a suited manual there, or I do, if you need me to talk you through.
I have a pelt-suited manual open up.
Okay.
Is that the one that I'll be needing to use?
Yep, that's the playset we'll need. But I'll go through the generic character creation part first. So what we'll want to do is, if you've got a blank piece of paper and a writing utensil of some kind.
I have access to Photoshop, so I'll use that.
You have all this set up and you don't have a piece of paper.
I have some pieces of paper somewhere else in my room.
Technology has ruined all of us.
Hold on. Okay, I have a piece of paper.
Cool. Right, so first thing...
And a drawing of Ferritor.
And a drawing of Ferritor. Nice, because I can't draw. I'm glad one of us can. Sam actually designed the logo for Jeff and Simon. So, yay! Thank you for that. First for character creation, we start with the suit stats. So, those are, of course, they correspond to the suits that you get on playing cards. Clubs is your stamina, strength, hardiness. Spades is your sort of dexterity, quickness, trickiness. The diamonds is your mental sharpness, and hearts is your ability to bond with other people and things like that. Now, normally you randomize these, but since we've sort of have a rough idea of who Ferritor is as a character, we might actually do a little bit more picking and choosing. I would say we can randomize his club score because we haven't established whether he's strong or weak or not. So if you want to just shuffle your cards and flip until you get a club and tell me what that is.
Diamond. Club. 4.
Okay, 4 of clubs. You have a club stat of 4. So if you just want to write down that your club stat is 4.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do the same for spades as well. So if you flip until you get a spade.
6.
6. Okay, yep. So that corresponds to another 4. So you're pretty strong and you're pretty quick.
Well, pre-mantises are pretty quick, so it kind of works quite well.
Yeah, so diamond stat, which is mental sharpness, we have already established that he's a really, really smart guy. He's an inventor. He even makes up words.
He invents words.
A tinkerer. So I'm going to go ahead and give him an automatic 6 score, which is the best you can get.
Okay.
But as I mentioned just before, he is touched by madness. He actually has the voice of a god talking in his brain, and he sort of, over the past few months, he's become sort of increasingly alienated from everyone around him because he keeps hearing voices in his head, and at first he thought he was crazy, and then he realized it was, you know, an old god talking to him, and but nobody believed him. And so I would say his heart score is actually really going to be quite low. He's not good at relating with other people because he has basically turned himself into an outcast.
So looking at something like maybe a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, 2 is the lowest you can get, so I'm gonna say 2. All of his social interactions are probably going to be interrupted by him not being able to focus.
Or not understanding social situations.
Yeah. We often get... you can flip for descriptors, which is 2 things you can use to describe your character. These are on the Pelts player table. Taking a quick look at them, though, I think... Do you think, based on anything we've talked about with the character, that you would have 2 things in mind already, or should we randomize?
I reckon he's at least sort of excitable.
Okay, I like that.
If he's got something in his head talking to him, I'd see that as, go focus on that, sort of very excited about one thing and not picking up anything else.
Okay, so yeah, excitable, that works, because, you know, that can also sort of tie in with being easily distracted.
Well, there is distractible as another one that's there as well, but...
Oh, there is, okay. Excitable. I like excitable. So, and we can pick another one, or you can randomise the second one, if you want.
Randomise and see how that goes.
Okay, flip until you get a club.
Speed. Diamond. Club. 9.
Okay, he is dainty. Okay. Which kind of works for a praying mantis. He can be light on his feet.
A dainty, excitable prey mantis.
Yeah. So next, you would normally flip for fame, but I would say that for him depends a lot on where he is. Like in his hometown, he was quite well known for being a cuckoo person. I might just leave the fame one blank.
The flame, fame.
The flame.
His fame is like a flame. It's either strong or weak.
Yep, so we get a... now we can go to his spades bonus, which there's nothing that corresponds to insect. So I'm going to say the closest match is a lizard, which means he gains camouflage +2. And you're very good at hiding and automatically get a score of 26 2 times during the game when trying to hide.
Seems very fitting for an insect.
Yeah, I would say that's actually probably going to come in handy. Our starting items. So we need to figure out what he's got on him. I'll let you either choose, because this will affect what happens in the game, or you can randomize if you want.
I will go random.
Okay.
He's been a very sort of half-picked character to begin with, so it seems only fitting that the bits that you can do random are random.
Okay, yep. So you need a club, a diamond, and a heart.
6 of clubs.
Okay, he's got a thick cloak, +1.
6 of diamonds.
Okay, a lightweight collapsible raft, +2. Okay.
A king of hearts.
Okay, and a bag of caltrops, +1. Okay, so he doesn't really have anything in the way of like weapons or armor, but the cloak could be considered armor, and... the raft could be considered a weapon, I suppose. I imagine for him, it would be like a leaf or something.
So it's not so much something he takes around with him, it's more he just decides, this is a raft for me now.
Yeah. Okay, so what is next? Now is our skills. So what you need to do is give him 3 skills, which are anything that you can come up with. You need at least 3 skills, and you can spend a total score of 7 points. So it could be things like jumping +2, or it's like some kind of attack with his, I want to say claws,
mandible claw things.
His hands, or something like that, or whatever you
think. What about something like low to the ground?
Yeah.
Because then that could be applied to sort of both sneaking sometimes, but also something you could fight with, sort of like you go high, I go low kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if that's something you could envisage him using, then that's up to you.
Is there a limit on how many points I put into each thing?
A max of 3.
Accidental genius? In terms of just, he's an tinkering kind of guy?
Yeah, I mean, he does seem the kind of person who could accidentally like come up with something brilliant when even he didn't realise.
Can a descriptor be, for a skill, be a sound effect?
Okay, what is it?
Ba-doing. I'm thinking when cartoon characters suddenly appear next to characters and things, boing, he's there, and then boing, he's there.
Okay, so he's good at sort of like sneaking up on people and making surprise appearances.
Yeah.
That fits for a praying mantis. If you feel like you could use that, then go ahead, man. The creator of Suited, a guy called Ted, he is a big, big fan of when like puns can be used in games or when skills can be used creatively. So you could use "boing" in like multiple.
That's what I asked about sound effects.
Yeah, maybe he's just really good at bouncing. Like if he falls off of something, instead of taking full damage, he bounces.
He takes boing damage. I've got one more point I can use on something. Just going off your pun thing, I'm trying to think of puns now.
Something about praying for the praying mantis?
Yeah, I like that.
Because they are predators, aren't they? Praying mantises are predators in the insect world. So, like, so maybe some play on the word prey?
Pray time? Or time to pray?
He's good at arranging prey dates.
I'll just have the word prey, but then I'll go dot 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 next to it, so it can be just the word prey applied to anything.
Okay.
So it can be prey time, it could be praying, it could be...
Yeah, okay, I like it. Yeah, leave it open to interpretation. That's good, that's making yourself versatile. All that's left is to give him 20 health, which is standard for a starting character.
Very strong prey mantis.
And that's it. You now have a character, Ferator the Tinkerer.
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
So that was Ferator, played by our friend Sam Malcolm. We'll hear all about Ferator's adventures and how he joins our heroes Jeff and Simon as the story builds, so stay tuned. The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go podcast network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone.
Take a journey with amazing wildlife as we explore the many creatures found in the world around us. Each episode, the animals are the star as we highlight 3 species with fun and insightful facts in an audio documentary style presentation. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, as well as our website, amazingwildlifepodcast.com. Join us for the show dedicated to the wonders of the animal kingdom, Amazing Wildlife.